We'll begin with the words of the invocation. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So this is a poem by Hafez, What Happens. What happens when your soul begins to awaken? Your eyes and your heart and the cells of your body to the great journey of love? First, there is wonderful laughter and probably precious tears, and 100 sweet promises, and those heroic vows no one can ever keep. But still, God is delighted and amused. You once tried to be a saint. What happens when your soul begins to awake in this world to our deep need to love and serve the friend? Oh, the Beloved will send you one of his wonderful, wild companions like Hafez. So we're lucky to have all these amazing companions with us in this room. And our beloved Pirzia to take us along the journey. Do you remember that time in your childhood that you would just laugh for joy and act all crazy? There's a part of this journey where we go back in time. Marcia talks about this, where we become more like a child. And then it's even going back further. We become like an animal, like a plant, like a mineral. And then we remember our angelic being. It's a process of unlearning. And yet, there lies the truth. So we'll begin with some practices to hopefully give us a little energy. We'll work with the Kasab practice that we did this morning and yesterday, which is three breaths in the left and out the right, three breaths in the right and out the left, and three breaths in and out through the both nostrils. And of course, there's a hold in the middle after the inhalation, and it's suggested you hold that breath for twice as long as what you did on the breathing in. And the breathing in and the breathing out is about the same amount of beats. But the idea is that you don't want to strain. So whatever's most comfortable for you. So go ahead and do that now. Exhaling fully. and letting the inhalation come in naturally. And now we'll do a practice with the Lataif, Zikr Jarub. So as we breathe, we'll be breathing through the different Lataif. So we'll begin at the bottom, and we'll breathe up to the second Latifa, and then down again. And it's like we're etching a river of light. And we'll be breathing up and down 10 times. I'll let you know when it's time to change, but of course, go at your own rate. So as you breathe, you start with the base, and then you breathe up to the second Latifa, which is located 2 finger widths below the belly button. So it's going from the base to the second. Kalabiya to the Nafsiya. And now from the Nafsiya to the Kalab, the Kalb, to the left heart. So the Nafsiya to the Kalb, Kalbiya. It's a river of light. And now from the left breast to the right breast, to the Ruya, a river of light. And then from the Ruya to the Syria, which is in the center of the chest. From the Syria to the third eye, Kafiya. Breathing up and down, tracing this river of light. and then to the crown, third eye to crown. And then just sensing this river going from the base of the spine all the way up through the lataif to the crown and back down again. Just take a moment to retrace this river of light. Relax, and now we'll work with Wazaif Yabatin Yanur. Batin means the hidden, Nur means light, the all-pervasive light. And another meaning with Batin is that it's about turning within. So we're turning within to the all-pervading light. So it's said quietly, Yabatin Yanur, Yabatin Yanur, Yabatin Yanur, Yabatin Yanur. Slower. Yabatin Yanur. 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 Breathing in, thinking Batin. Breathe out, thinking Nur. But you're not actually breathing out. You're breathing in, and nor you're. It's the inner light. So even though you're exhaling, It's the inner realm that's expanding. You could turn your eyes upward and your tongue up towards the soft palate. And now we'll work with Yabatan Yasalam, turning to within to a place of peace. Yabatan Yasalam. Yabatan Yasalam. And really quiet, as if you're whispering to a baby that's you're trying to put to sleep. Yabatan Yasalam. 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 Breathing in, thinking Batan. Salam, breathing out. And then relax. Feel the state of your being. Now we'll work with a practice that we usually only recommend for retreat. My teacher, Pierre Vilayat, Pirzia's father, used to say that if you do this practice all the time, you'll become otherworldly and you'll lose your job, your relationship, and probably all your money, your house, everything. So it's just on retreat. So it's called Chagall or Shukli. So we put our thumbs in and we'll be closing our ears, but don't do that yet because you want to hear what else I have to say. And then you'll gently put your fingertips on your eyes, not to press, but just as a symbol of that the eyes are closed. You're closing all your senses, and your fingers will be, your middle fingers will be on either side of your nostrils. If your nostril on the right is open, you'll only be breathing in and out the right nostril. Obviously, if you have a blocked nostril, use the other one or use both, whatever feels comfortable. But generally, it's done in and out through the right nostril. And then you put your fingers over your mouth to keep it as a symbol of your mouth is closed, too. And you'll be holding the breath. So after you breathe in through the right, you'll hold the breath for as long as feels comfortable. There's no strain. And like if you exhale like this, well, then you've held too long. It should be a refined exhalation. It should be effortless. The whole process should be effortless. It feels a little unusual at the beginning if you've never done it before. So do it as much as feels comfortable. And we'll do this for 3 breaths. So it's helpful to begin with a good exhalation, a couple of cleansing breaths, and then on your next good inhalation, you can close the you can breathe up through the right, close the nostril. And then you'll be turning your eyes upward and your tongue upward. You're looking for the inner light and you're listening to the inner sound. We've been working a lot with the inner sound in the last day or two. And so perhaps you were a little more able to, again, connect with that inner all-pervasive light, the top of the crown. But maybe the inner sound is something new. So when you close your ears, sometimes you'll hear like a pulsation. It's like the ear canal. And it's a little bit like working with the aura, like how we began with feeling the electromagnetic field around the body and then we extend it out to the aura. It's a little bit like that with the inner sound. So you might hear that physical sound of the liquids through the air canal, but then if you follow that to a more refined sense of hearing, you may begin to hear like some of the sounds that our Murshid mentions are the sound of the wind through the trees or the tingling of bells or the sound of a string instrument called the veena or even the choirs of angels. Or the sound of water, like a river or ocean. Crashing of thunder was also one of the sounds. So we'll do three more breaths and see if you can follow the inner sound. It relates to the sound of the universe. So this morning, Pirzia was talking about the landscape of ice and snow. And there's a beautiful piece of music that we listened to yesterday called Miserere that maybe Rehan can put on for us now. And this is about the emotional attunement that it takes us to, because when we're in retreat, we're working with energy. We're working with consciousness, but we're also working with ecstasy or with emotion. So this brings you to that place, that emotional attunement. That's that untarnished place of your soul, rarefied atmosphere. I have another poem for you. We're talking about the crescent moon this morning. The moon is also busy. I bow to God in gratitude, and I find the moon is also busy doing the same. I bow to God in great happiness, and I learn from where the sun's and the children, and my heart, all borrow their light. I bow to the friend in deep reverence and discover a marvelous secret carried in the air. This whole universe is just as blessed and divinely crazed as I, and just as lost in this wonderful holy dance. My dear, after such a long, long journey, God has made another soul free. Now all Hafez wants to do is open a beautiful tavern where the sacred wine of God's truth, knowledge, and love is forever and ever freely offered to you. Oh, bow to God in gratitude, and someday you will see how the moon is also busy doing the same. So we'll do a bowing practice. This is Allahu, the name of God, Allah, into our heart, our left heart, and raising the head on. No, actually, and then we will breathe also into the Hu into the heart too. Okay, I'm going to change that a little bit. We're going to circulate the head on Allah and then bring the head down to the left breast on Hu. Allah, 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 Hu. So further instruction. So we can imagine that in our heart, the divine child is being born. And just as we were earlier singing to that sleeping child, we're now breathing into our heart life. This new life, we can think about that this retreat is bringing something new through our beings, and we're awakening that in our heart as the divine child. So we'll continue. Allah. Slower.
Allah. 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 Allah.
Now just on the breath. And just sitting in the peacefulness of this. And we'll rise up with another wazifa, ahad, which is the sense of at-one-ment, or being alone with the alone. And it's said, ahad, ahad, ahad. Oh, it's done very, 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 very quietly. It's a sense of at-one-ment. Ahad. 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 Ahad, 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 ahad. Ahad, 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 thinking ahead on the inhalation. State of at-one-ment. And we'll do three more Chagall breaths. One last poem from Kabir, and then we'll have a break. The guest is inside you, and also inside me. You know the sprout is hidden inside the seed. We are all struggling. None of us has gone far. Let your arrogance go and look around inside. The blue sky opens out farther and farther. The daily sense of failure goes away. The damage I have done to myself fades. A million suns come forward with light when I sit firmly in that world. I hear bells ringing that no one has shaken. Inside, love, there is more joy than we know of. Rain pours down, although the sky is clear of clouds. There are whole rivers of light. The universe is shot through in all parts by a single sort of love. How hard it is to feel that joy in all our four bodies. Those who hope to be reasonable about it fail. The arrogance of reason has separated us from that love. With the word reason, you have already feel miles away. How lucky Kabir is that surrounded by all this joy, he sings inside his own little boat. His poems amount to one soul meeting another. These songs are about forgetting, dying, and loss. They rise above both coming in and going out. And we'll say the prayer for the universal. O thou who art the maker, molder, and builder of the universe, build with thine own hands the universal, our temple, for thy divine message of love, harmony, and beauty. So we'll have a 15-minute break. Pierce will be back at 2:45.